In this half hour of All Things Considered, an unsettling subject: the Catholic Church, the priesthood, and the sexual abuse of children.
Last week, after 30 years of silence, shame, and a life nearly dissolved in alcohol, Bob Bartlett could finally tell his story. All gag orders signed by victims of child abuse with the Catholic Archdiocese of Boston were lifted by Cardinal Bernard Law. People like Bob Bartlett could tell unspeakable stories they had lived with from childhood. In his case, from the time he was chosen to be a special altar boy by Father Ronald Paquin at St. Monica's Church in Methuen, Massachusetts.
I would get all the special duties, you know, for altar boys. I'd go to the funeral homes and the night visits, you know, when they were going to say the blessing over the body and such. And not, you know, it felt special. Not everyone got to do that. On the way home from one of those funeral home visits, I was sitting in the front seat with Paquin, and his hand touched my leg and then proceeded to go up my leg and then started massaging my genitals while we were driving.
How old were you at this time?
I was 12 at that time. As you can imagine, I was shocked. I was completely dumbfounded, and I couldn't say anything, though. You know, here was a man, a priest. In my life, he may as well have been God. I didn't feel, and I couldn't tell anyone, because the confusion of knowing it's wrong. But let's be honest, being a 40-year-old man now, I know I can forgive myself insofar as it felt good. So, but I knew it was wrong. I knew it was wrong for Paquin to be doing it, and I felt the guilt and shame for not stopping him and for not confronting him. But again, this was a man that was a priest, and so I was stuck with the confusion with, well, if a priest is going to do it, it couldn't be wrong, because a priest is doing it.
Did you tell your parents?
No, I couldn't. I felt that if I told my parents, number one, my father probably would have slapped me around for talking about a priest like that. And then after he would realize that I was telling the truth, he probably would have gone out and killed the man. So it was a no-win situation. So my outlet, in fact, I turned right to alcohol. The very first weekend after the abuse, I drank to get drunk. I knew I should say something, but I couldn't tell anyone. I couldn't talk to any friends. I couldn't talk, you know, because the friends would say, what are you, queer? What'd you keep going back for? And so I couldn't talk to anyone. So Paquin's abuse of me continued on a routine basis. And this is one of the most embarrassing and hard things for me to admit. But it continued till I was about age 16.
Bob Bartlett's story came out after the Boston Archdiocese tried to respond to the case of Father John Gagan, a former priest who was convicted of fondling a boy. He stood accused by more than 130 others. The Archdiocese had released the names of more than 80 priests who had been accused over the years.